Thank you very much, Tim. And children, could you move back ever so slightly from the front? Because we'll need this front bit over here when I come down here. Could you move back ever so slightly? Let's all move back. We'll need a little bit of the space. And thank you so much for singing really well there. Do you remember the story of Daniel from Sunday Club? Does anyone remember Daniel and the Lion's Den? Put your hand up if you remember. Yeah, a few of us remember. Well, today we're going to be thinking about some of Daniel's friends, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Does anyone remember those names? Some of you guys remember it. Well done. Well done. Well, it all started a long time ago with a king called Nebuchadnezzar. Here we go, King Nebuchadnezzar. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was a king who lived thousands of years ago. He was an extremely powerful king. And he had lots of, very powerful king. And he had lots of servants, and he had lots of guards as well. And one of the guards is just coming. Do you see one of the guards? Here we go, one of the guards. And he ruled over a very big kingdom, and the kingdom was called the Kingdom of Babylonia. And he lived in a city called Babylon. But King Nebuchadnezzar did not know God. He didn't know the whole God, the God who made the whole world and who made everything. And he thought he could make his own God. And so he made a statue. Now, that's a very silly thing to do. Because God makes us. We can't make God. But he decided to do it anyway. Do you think was it a good thing or a bad thing to make that? Bad. It was a bad thing to do that. But that wasn't enough for King Nebuchadnezzar. He wasn't satisfied with just making a statue. He actually wanted all the important people to bow down to it as well. So he called in all the important people from his kingdom. Come in, important people. You look very important.
Welcome, my subjects. This is my image of gold. When the music plays, you must bow down to it. Band. When the music plays, you must bow down to my statue.
Well, this is what he told them to do. Now, do you think that was a good thing to say? Was it a good or a bad thing to say to the people? It was a bad thing to say to the people. But to make it even worse, King Nebuchadnezzar said that if they didn't bow down, he'd throw them into the fiery furnace. Do you see the fiery furnace?
That's right. Bow down or else.
Ooh, danger, danger. And all the important people were very afraid. Look afraid, important people. They were all very, very afraid. So you can imagine what happened. When the music started to play, well, let's just have a look. What happened? Everybody bowed down to the gold idol. Well, has everyone bowed down to the gold idol? No. Well, maybe they didn't hear the music. Let's have it again. Well, three people didn't bow down to the gold idol, and that was Daniel's friends, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, because they knew that they had to put God first no matter what. They had to put God first no matter what, even if the king got really angry with them, even if the guard decided to tie them up, even if they were thrown into the fiery furnace, they knew that they had to put God first no matter what. You know, sometimes people ask us to do things that aren't right. Maybe they ask us to be mean to someone or not to listen to our parents. Or maybe they ask us to lie or to cheat. Or maybe they ask us to do something at work that's not really quite right. Well, at those times, we always need to remember to put God first no matter what. Even if people get really angry with us, even if everybody else is doing it, even if bad things happen, if people laugh at us, or they make fun of us, or they won't be our friends, or we can't get into that team, or we can't get that promotion at work, or if it makes us feel really bad. We need to remember to put God first, no matter what. Well, Daniel's friends, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they knew to put God first, no matter what. But when the king found out, he was furious.
I'm absolutely furious!
He was furious, and this is what he said.
God, seize them.
The guard seized them, and they threw them into the fiery furnace. And it was so hot that even the God collapsed and died. Well, it's a very challenging story for us, isn't it? To remember, to put God first no matter what. Do you think you can say that with me? Put God first no matter what? Can you say it all together? First no matter what. Put God first no matter what. Well, this isn't the end of the story, though. And Riggers is going to read for us the next bit from the Bible. It's in your green sheet. So if you're a reader, then you can read it in the green sheet. Over to Riggers.
Then King Nebuchadnezzar leapt to his feet in amazement and asked his advisers, "Weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, O king." He said, "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And the satraps, prefects, governors, and royal advisers crowded around them. They saw the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair on their head singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's commands and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into piles of rubble, for no other god can save in this way." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon.
Thank you very much, Riggers. Well, did Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego die in the fiery furnace? No, they didn't die in the fiery furnace. And that's because they put God first no matter what, and God looked after them in the end. And what did he do? He sent an angel into the fiery furnace. Come on, an angel. And the angel kept them alive in the fiery furnace. They put God first no matter what. And some bad things happened to them. The king got very angry. The guard tied them up. They were thrown into the fiery furnace. But God looked after them in the end. Isn't that great? And the king was absolutely amazed.
I'm absolutely amazed.
And this is what he said to everyone in the kingdom.
"Praise be to your God. You put God first no matter what, and he looked after you. He sent an angel to rescue you. Now everyone in my kingdom must know that there is no one like him."
Well, God looked after them when they put him first, when they put God first no matter what. Do you think God will look after us? Do you think God will look after you if you put him first no matter what? Yes, God will look after us if we put him first no matter what. Now, bad things might still happen, like with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus put God first no matter what, and bad things happened to him. He was put to death and he was hung on a cross, but God looked after him in the end and he rose from the dead. And the same is true for us. If we put God first no matter what, bad things might still happen to us. People might get angry. Our friends might not like us. They might reject us. Other bad things could happen too. But if we put God first no matter what, he'll definitely look after us in the end. Because God's more powerful than anyone. And we can be with him forever in heaven. Well, it's a very powerful, challenging story. And you think that as we finish, we can say it all together, the words on the screen. Put God first no matter what, and he will look after you in the end. Put God first no matter what, and he will look after you in the end. Do you think we can say it together? All together. One, two, three. Put God first no matter what, and he will look after you in the end. Brilliant. Why don't I pray? Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you show us really clearly how to put God first no matter what. Thank you that Daniel's friends, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, put God first no matter what, and they show us too. And please help us to do that, to put you first, even if it's costly. Thank you that you look after us in the end. Amen. Amen.